Hey guys, I'm back. Yes, the Melanated Queen is back. I'm going to start recording consistently. Oh, saying it out loud makes it real, and I want it to be, so I'm gonna say it again. I'm back and I'm recording consistently. Yes, ma'am. So I have taken a little bit of a hiatus, and it wasn't intentional. It just kind of happened that way, and I'm going to talk about it more in a second, but I just want to get on here and give you a little sneak peek of what to expect. This episode is not going to be about any specific topic. It's just catching up, kind of letting you in on what was going on in my life and why I took a break, but then also too, opening up and talking about some positive things, because there's been a lot of that as well. So without further ado, let's just get right into it. Welcome back to another episode of Adjusting Crowns. I am your host, Sid, the Melanated Queen. And yes, your girl is back. The Queen is back, recording consistently. Emphasis on consistently. I'm making a promise to myself and I'm making a promise to my listeners that this is the beginning of forever. So, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, I do want to kind of just focus on reflecting in this episode. You all deserve to know why I went MIA for an extended period of time, and I want to update you on that. So let's just get right into it. First and foremost, just to recap, the last episode I made was supposed to be a series in honor of Black History Month. I found this dope website that shows the, not category, but the, what is it? The theme for Black History Month. I didn't even know there were themes, but there are. And it was on health and wellness. And I did a part one of however many weeks is in February, I guess 3 or 4 weeks. So that would have been 3 or 4 parts. But I did part one of that segment and then just ghosted. I just disappeared. And it's not because I was like, I don't want to do this no more. I ain't passionate about it no more. I ain't getting paid. I ain't trying to do this. That's not it. I had some unfortunate circumstances occur. Actually, those unfortunate circumstances occurred a month prior in January. But I was like, nah, let me push through. Let me do this because it's my baby. It's my passion. And maybe it'll be therapeutic for me to be able to record. And maybe it'll make me feel better about what I was dealing with. But it didn't. So that's why y'all got the last episode in February. And you haven't heard from me until right now, which would make it about 10 months since I recorded. So the reason why I stopped, so one of the reasons, the circumstance that occurred was that unfortunately I had some disputes, some legal disputes, if you will, with my son's father, my ex-husband. He didn't like the fact that I put his butt on child support the year prior. So actually 2 years, yeah, wait, yeah, 2 years prior. And so he decided that it was in his best interest to serve me with papers to request full custody of our son with the intent to not pay child support. Now, obviously, I don't have any solid proof. He didn't straight up tell me that. But if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it's a duck. Okay. It's clear as day. Anybody who knows him, who knows me, and who's aware of the situation knows that this man was intentional in his actions, and he wasn't really trying to get custody because he wanted to spend quality time with his son. He didn't want to spend money on his son, okay? He wanted to keep that thing in his pocket, but that's neither here nor there. I ain't got to make no gossip episode, but I just wanted to be real with y'all. I'm always candid, so I'm going to keep it candid right now. Anyways, that was a very stressful time in my life because I don't know nothing about courts and lawyers and stuff like that. This was all new to me, being a single parent and dealing with all this crap, going through divorce and stuff. That's the most I've ever dealt with the legal system. And I didn't know what the heck I was doing from the beginning to now. So I really thought there was a possibility that this man would take my baby from me. But he didn't, by the grace of God. He was all up in that courtroom and he rebuked a negative, spiteful situation and did what was best for my son, which was to not strip him away from his mother full time, abruptly, out of nowhere, after being with me nonstop for the last 7 years, at the time, 7 years. So now there is a schedule. So he does spend more time with his dad throughout the year, but the primary residence, what do they call it? Not full custody, but primary residency or something like that. Like I said, I don't know anything about this stuff, but he is with me primarily throughout the year. Going to school, whatever. So that was that. That took a major toll. What else happened? You know, kind of trying to get my life together mentally and emotionally too. So not only did that affect me a little bit, but I never truly healed from my failed relationship with my son's father. That was tough for me. That was my first like legitimate relationship, I guess, because I was married and I had some years on that thing. Everybody else that I've ever dated, it was like, I think the longest relationship I had before him was like 8 months. Yeah. And then anything after that was like 3 or 4 months. So that was my longest relationship, and it was bad. It was really, really bad. And I went through so much, and I grew so much and changed so much as a person, and not necessarily in the most positive ways. So to try to like come back from that and to be different and be better, if you will, it's been a challenge. I don't think I've ever truly, truly put in the effort and work consistently to change and be better and grow from that situation. I just let time pass and swept those feelings under the rug because I had to. I got to work. I got to be the best I can be for my son. I can't be crying and boohooing all the time. I need to be strong for him. That was my mindset. And I think a lot of women and men can probably relate to that. But you're neglecting yourself and driving yourself crazy and putting yourself through a lot. Depression, anxiety, the whole nine. So I don't encourage that. I encourage you to dedicate time to heal. Truly heal. Not sweep it under the rug, but heal. Therapy, God, both, whatever. Okay? So with that being said, in the past, what I know that I've done was I thought being with someone else would make me feel better. I'm taking my mind off this person because I'm focusing on someone else, but that isn't a beneficial thing to do when you're not mentally and emotionally ready to give your heart to someone. If your heart is so broken and then you kind of like are acting off of broken mentality, you're going to get hurt more. Your heart's going to break even more. So in other words, if my mindset isn't strong enough to demand respect and seek the things that I know that I'm worth and I deserve, I'm going to seek things that I'm not worth and I don't deserve. And then I'm gonna get my feelings hurt because I'm giving 100 where this person's giving like 15. And that's going to affect me once it ends. And that was been the story of my life for many, many years, unfortunately, since my divorce. And I entertained about two people that kind of did it for me, made me finally go, you know what? I'm done. I'm about to be 30 years old. I'm not putting up with this crap no more. I deserve better. I am better than this situation. I'm gonna start acting like it. So I made the conscious decision to stay single. And I've tried that before, but not like this. I tried it by myself. This time I'm trying it with God. So I've been single, have not interacted or talked to a man in a romantic manner in the last, it's been about a year, but realistically speaking, if I say like just zero communication with men, like not even attempting to date or entertain nobody, it's been about 6 months. So half a year. And I've never been happier. When I tried this before, although I did it, it didn't last long and I struggled because mentally and emotionally, I just wasn't there to take it seriously. But like I said, I tried it by myself and that failed. I'm trying it with God now and I can't fail with him. So far, so good. With that being said, also, I'm practicing abstinence. So I am not having sex before marriage. I'm not even going to have sex engaged. I want to be married to my husband. And I do believe that there's a man out there for me that not only loves me and my son unconditionally, respects me, we share the same values, but also too, with us sharing the same values, he is totally content, totally willing to wait for marriage because he's going to also want to do that for himself as well. So waiting patiently for God to reveal that person to me. And like I said, I'm waiting patiently and I'm waiting contently. I've never been so cool, calm, and collected about being single in my life. The loneliness hasn't kicked in, nor will it. That feeling of wanting to fill a void and I'm bored and none of that. I'm chilling. And one of the things that I think has been helping with that is that I've really been focusing on my relationship with God, neglecting and ignoring the attempt to have relationships with men and focusing on a relationship with God. Renewing my mind, if you will. What is that? Romans 12 or something like that? 10, 12. Don't quote me. I'm still a babe in Christ. I'm going to find it and read it and give y'all the true, the true scripture, but I know it's in Romans. But yeah, I've been focusing on my relationship with God. It's been a little tough because I do not have a church home, and I know that having a church home for me will be beneficial. Because I'm surrounded by like-minded people. I am making friends with said people. I'm involved in activities and stuff like that. That's what I need and that's what I want. And I haven't found that yet. I've been bouncing around to different churches. And at this point, though, within the last 3 weeks, or actually 4 weeks, I've been visiting a church that I've visited before, but the devil's busy and wanted to prevent me from wanting to settle down with this church because there ain't nothing wrong with it. Everything that I want, it has. Bomb choir that sings amazing, ministers to me musically with ease. A church that has activities and events and things going on, like a women's ministry, a children's ministry, choir ministry, because I love to sing. What else? And the preaching is good. It's good. I'm moved by what is being said. It makes sense. It feels right. Everything that I want, I got in this church. And I don't know. I know why. It's the devil, but it'll make no sense why I haven't said, you know, this is my church and been a member from day one, but it is what it is. It's neither here nor there. Where I am right now spiritually with God and my mental is just all right when it comes to that. I am now able to make a sound decision to decide to be a member of this church. And I plan on actually joining next Sunday, which is Christmas Day. So that's going to be exciting. But yeah, I kind of jumped from the bad to the good. If you guys didn't realize that, my fault for rambling. But the bad, just to recap, dealing with court crap with my ex-husband, dealing with my mental, emotional when it comes to like dating and stuff like that. And then the positive is finding God, or rededicating my life to God. I've always had him in my life. I've been found him, but I rededicated my life to him. I'm refocusing my energy and time on connecting with him. And that has made a huge difference. I am such a devout, devout woman of God. I love God dearly. There was a point in time where I kind of felt nervous and embarrassed to talk about God freely because of fear of judgment, fear of lack of followers, fear of people not wanting to rock with me because they don't believe in God themselves. But you know what? My salvation is way more important than anyone's opinion. And if that hurts someone's feelings or that results in me losing listeners, I'm okay with that. And God willing, my listeners are replaced with people who will feel the same way and have the same values and love God as much as I do. So yeah, that's that. Also, too, I did not forget about that scripture. I definitely said it very wrong. I said Romans 12, 10, 10, 12, something. I was somewhat on the right track, though. Romans 12, 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it continues by saying, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Lord, oof, they gave me chills reading that because it's so spot on with my circumstance. I was conforming to the patterns of this world. I was being sucked into the pits of hell. I mean, really, if I want to just keep it real, like I was being so manipulated by the devil. It is not even funny. Just committing all types of sin, knowingly, unknowingly, never seeking God for forgiveness. And I realized that my life was just so stressful and I was so hurt and nothing was ever going according to plan because I was not seeking him. I was unknowingly, unintentionally seeking the devil. And he's never going to do anything that makes me happy or is beneficial to me. He's going to do everything that's beneficial to him. And what's beneficial to him is killing stealing, and destroying. Okay? Emphasis on destroying, because man. But anyways, now that I have renewed my mind and I realize that God is the only one, He is everything, everything to me. And I honor that, and I live to honor that on a daily basis for the rest of my life. Now that I feel that way and I realize that truth, life has been really good. I mean, is there some things that I wish were a lot better? Yes. But again, renewing my mind has taught me to be appreciative of what I have and be patient for what is to come and trust and believe that it is coming. Because I love the Lord, because I'm doing right by Him and living for Him, He is going to do right by me and bless me with the things that I want and need, my desires. There's a scripture about that too. I'm not even going to try to quote it because I done butchered the Bible enough for this evening. but anyways, I want to end on this note. I encourage you, my God, I encourage you, anyone who is feeling lost, confused, stressed, hurt, broken, whatever, just try God. Just try Him, because He is just amazing. My life has been so good because of Him. The moment I called out His name and sought His guidance and His love, everything changed for the better. I kid you not. And I think you could probably tell if you listen to some of my previous episodes. And I'm tempted to want to delete them, but I'm going to keep it for growth and for y'all. But you can tell just listening to some of my previous episodes how broken and hurt I was, how desperate I was in a lot of my actions. And quite frankly, it's embarrassing. It is. But at the end of the day, I try to stay positive and keep in mind that I can't fault myself for who I was when God was not in control. Again, I cannot fault myself. You cannot fault yourself for who you were, what you've done, how you lived when God was not in control. There's another scripture. Man, I wish I knew the Bible better. There's another scripture that talks about how God is not going to just involve Himself in your life. He wants you to seek Him and invite Him in, right? And when you do that, you will be so pleased. And I'm pleased and thankful that it finally, like, that now is the time. Before my 30s, I don't know why, I just have this big thing about turning 30 next year. But before my 30s, in my 20s, the years that are meant to just learn and grow and kind of set the tone for who you are and what you are about, right, for your 30s and forward, I'm so glad that I've finally come to terms with the fact that God is it, man. He is, man. Let me get off of this. I'm going to be here all day. It was such a pleasure reconnecting with you guys and talking about what led to my ghosting. And it was a pleasure also being able to talk to you about the beautiful things that have come from my period away from the podcast. And it was an amazing, amazing thing to talk to you about God. FYI, moving forward, my podcasts are going to be heavily focused on God, because I am nothing without Him. My actions are they're all guided by Him, so it's going to be kind of hard not to include Him in what I'm doing. You still gonna get the silly, funny, keeping it real, candid Sid, Melanated Queen, but with a little bit of Jesus on the side. You know what I mean? Anyways, with that being said, continue to stay beautiful. Continue to stay encouraged. Continue to stay blessed. Continue seeking knowledge. Continue seeking change. Continue just being you. Right? If you is not someone that you're totally proud of right now, that's okay. That's okay. there's still beauty in who you are. It just needs some tweaking, some adjustments. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why I named this podcast Adjusting Crowns, because you're always a queen. Fellas, you're always kings. But sometimes life gives us lemons. The devil is busy. And he knocks us off our game a little bit. But again, you are still that king and queen. The crown never falls. It just moves around a little bit. And you just need to be able to adjust it. So with that being said, as always, continue adjusting your crown. Until next time, y'all.